Hey, today we want to talk a little bit about a fun Christmas program that brings a lot of cheer here to the area. The group Atlantic Rising is getting ready for their Christmas Box program again this year. Kelsey B. Shorner is with the Atlantic Chamber and with Atlantic Rising, so she's got a dual role there because they kind of help out with the program, and she's in with us to talk a little bit about it this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How long have you been doing this Christmas Box program?
So it was originally started with the JCs, and so when that group disbanded, then it was kind of passed over to Atlantic Rising. So it has been going on, I think, five or six years now that Atlantic Rising has done it. So
and a lot longer in total.
Yes, yes. And it was originally started by West Central Community Action. They created the program, started it, started the wheels turning, and then the JCs took it over after the first or second year, that or the second or third year after it started, and then passed down to us. So
we can't speak specifically for the groups that were originally involved in starting it up, but I think we can pretty much gauge how then why this started.
Absolutely.
There's a need in the community, and we sought to fill the need.
Absolutely, yes. A small town, you know, we want to take care of our neighbors, and so this is one way that we can do that.
And so, Christmas Box Program. Tell folks, how do we do that?
Yeah, so the Christmas Box Program is done by nominations. So a family can nominate another family, or an individual can nominate a family, or an individual can nominate themselves to receive a Christmas box. And this Christmas box is put together by volunteers and delivered by volunteers, and it contains the ingredients to make a Christmas meal, a ham, bag of potatoes, bread, vegetables, and then sometimes we're able to put more items in those boxes to prolong the meal to maybe another meal. So
kind of depends on the funding available.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What we can, you know, what we do raise for the program will go right into those boxes and be sent out to the community. So,
and of course, the number of people who are in need.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's kind of how many nominations do we get, the numbers that we have, and the donations that we have. And we kind of just put it all together, and it all ends up coming together very nicely.
Okay. Well, some different points we want to stress. The first point, I guess, is for those who do receive these Christmas boxes. You say nominations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like automatic. You don't work off like a spreadsheet and pick the people that are going to be. If they're not nominated, then it's not going to happen. So people need to be aware of that, and time's a wasting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people are familiar with the program because they've been in town a while, but we do also want to reach those people that are new to town or haven't spent the holidays here in Atlantic or Cass County, or that are in the rural parts of Cass County that may not hear about it. And so we're constantly always preaching that we need nominations because we want those people that need the help to get the help.
Is it easy to do the nomination process?
Absolutely. It is. We don't ask for any requirements. We don't ask for any proof of need. We don't ask for a nomination letter. We truly just need a name, an address, and a phone number. And that's really it. And all of the nominations are anonymous, so nobody knows who nominated who or whatever. Some people know that the boxes are coming, and some people are truly surprised when they show up. So.
Well, I'm sure. It's got to be, have you delivered in the past?
Yes, yes. So this will be my third or fourth year. Yeah,
it's got to be pretty fulfilling when you see someone who's overjoyed when you knock on the door.
Yeah, yeah. You can just tell that those people are just truly so surprised, and they're so grateful when you come carrying this huge box of all kinds of good stuff.
We all know the needs in our communities. We've all seen the lines on Thursdays here in Atlantic at the food pantry distributions and things. We all know that there are a number of folks out there, without having to means test anything, that there are people who are in need. And in some cases, families, young families who maybe need that assistance. It's not just doing the handout thing. Some people really, truly need a little help to make sure it's a solid holiday, and especially when kids are involved.
Absolutely. And we, as a community, we are known for the Christmas spirit and things like that. And yeah, there's a lot of lights and Christmas and trees and stuff like that. But being able to deliver some Christmas spirit to somebody that maybe not be feeling in the Christmas spirit, and allowing them to know that people care about them and people want them to have a good holiday, it's something that's really, really special.
Sure. Atlantic Rising helping to push this project forward. But you do get some assistance, I'm assuming, too, with some other organizations, businesses, agencies. I mean, the funding has to come. There are all these things involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Atlantic Rising's name is on it, but we couldn't do it without the numerous businesses that donate money, that have donated to us. And then when we have the night where it all comes together, we have 4-H groups, we have volunteers, we have businesses that gather all of their employees and they help deliver boxes and assemble boxes and things like that. So it is truly a community effort to get everything together. And Hy-Vee, they shop for these items all year round. They're constantly checking to see, you know, what our numbers are and how many they can have on stock. Is this in stock? Is this not? And so they're constantly working. They're collecting boxes so we can have something to put the boxes in. And then the day of, they create this huge assembly line. So it just goes so slick. We have a great 4-H group, the Washington GEM. They come in and they have really helped streamline the assembly process of putting the boxes together. The last couple of years, they have put together 170 some boxes in about a half an hour. So It is a well-oiled machine and it takes everybody.
How have the numbers been?
The numbers have been, you know, I started in 2020, so I didn't know what it was like before, but from what I've heard, we were originally in 2019 delivering about 90 boxes, and now we're about 175, and I'm expecting probably 190, closer to 200 this year, just with the struggles that we're continually facing every year. And people are hopefully going to be better about asking and nominating and things like that. And we're reaching the populations that we need to and the people that we need to, hopefully.
Yeah, it's hard to use it as a gauge of, you know, economic health in the community, but because it's done on nominations. It's not just automatic for people who are below a certain threshold.
Right.
But still, when you see more nominations, more folks on that list each and every year, you kind of get a feel for where things are and some of the things that we can do. And it's got to just give a really good feeling, whether you're the person handing the box at the door to someone who's really in need, or just being part of that assembly line, or just being a part of it in some way. It's got to be a great feeling this holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. And then those people that, you know, just donate the money, we really couldn't do it without them. And may they not be, you know, there putting the boxes together. It truly is very, very awesome that they are able to help us out.
Now, 170 or more boxes put together. You know, you've got some business partners and things, but they don't do things for free.
Mm-mm.
You got to raise funds for that. How do you do that?
Yeah, so we do our trivia night once a year, and that usually raises a couple $1,000s, and so we keep that in the bank to help us start to fund the box program. We do that in early March. And so this last year we had about 10 teams. And we hosted that at the venue and we had a great time and raised a lot of good money. And so that was a great start.
Yeah, trivia contests are kind of fun. And if folks would like to get involved in that, wouldn't it be great to have to maybe do two different nights or something because you had so much interest in something like that?
Yes, it's so nice to bring something different to the community that's not offered all the time. It makes it special. And then we also have different contests within the trivia night so that we have more winners. People, we do like a themed table, and the best themed table wins a prize along with the trivia winners as well. So it's just a fun night.
And it's an activity that anyone can do. It could be families, it could be friends, it could be anything. I mean,
yeah, the trivia that is created is made so that you don't have to be a bookworm or somebody that, you know, is really good at social studies or English or anything. It is so many things. I mean, we have Disney trivia, song trivia, all kinds of stuff. So anybody can join in a team and definitely be an asset when that. And a lot of sports stuff. I'm not good with sports at all.
You have a team.
Yes, yes. So if you create the right team, there's always somebody that's going to know the answer. So.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be everything you learned in fifth grade history class, geography class. There's pop culture. There are all kinds of, there are usually different categories that are involved. So you kind of have a feel for it ahead of time. And like you say, it's a team activity.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you got some friends to lean on too. You might know more about something than I know about.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely.
We're really good. It's not about embarrassing anyone. It's about having fun.
Yeah, it's some of the things that, you know, people know and that I don't know is just, it's great. It's like, wow, how did you know that?
That was so obscure. How did you get that off the top of your head?
Useless knowledge will come in handy.
Yeah, and always a couple of Harry Potter questions.
Absolutely.
It seems like at every one of those things. So
right.
Bone up on that stuff. Very good. Well, if folks want to be more involved in any of those things, I guess look for it as we get closer toward the end of the new year and toward March, where folks can maybe sign up at some point. We'll talk more about that when we get there, because we want to fund these types of programs.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing right now, I suppose, is nominations. It's still time.
Yes, nominations. We are taking nominations until December 8th, and then once that deadline has passed, then we'll start creating, you know, our lists and things like that, and then we still need people to help deliver. The more people we have, the faster it goes, and you're not spending all night delivering boxes. So it's nice to just be able to hand a list of three or four places, and the family can spend the night doing that if they want to.
Sure.
So it's great.
By the way, for folks who don't know, what is Atlantic Rising?
Atlantic Rising was previously known as the Young Professionals. So it's a group of people from the age of 21 to 45. We're just a group of people that like to get together, network. We just like to gather and do community benefits. We also do the March or April Easter egg hunt, and mix and mingles and stuff like that. So, yeah. Young professionals.
Get young people involved and learn a little bit, network, get some of that stuff started, and learn some leadership skills.
Yeah, and so I'm not originally from here, so it was really nice when I moved to town to meet people my age, and a lot of people that are in this group are not from Atlantic, and so you get into a group where people share information, share all kinds of stuff, and they're not originally from here, or they are from here. You get to meet all kinds of people.
Is there room for more?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're always looking for new faces and people that want to connect, and we would love to bond them to this community and stay and raise their families.
Very good. And to do any of that, they just contact?
Yeah, just come to the chamber. They can go at AtlanticIowa.com. There's a form on there and information, or follow us on Facebook, Atlantic Rising. We're always posting what we're doing and how you can join in.
Very good. Well, making Christmas just a little brighter for families and others here in the area. Appreciate the work Atlantic Rising does with the Christmas Box program this time of the year. Kelsey Bishorner has been with us here this morning visiting about the program. Thank you so much. You and your family have a great Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.